Governor Roy Cooper is running for re-election this year and will undoubtedly win his Democratic primary. Cooper's campaign has raised more than $8 million. His opponent has raised a little more than $1,500. The real question is which Republican Cooper will face in the general election, Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest or State Representative Holly Grange. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Paul Shoemaker has been around North Carolina politics a long time.
Only guy in the state in the last 25 years to win more than one U.S. Senate race, and I've won four.
A longtime Republican political operative and campaign consultant, Shoemaker helped Richard Burr win three Senate elections and Tom Tillis won. He's working on Tillis' re-election effort this year. Shoemaker says there are basically four reasons a voter picks a candidate. First is name recognition. Second is party affiliation. Third is association by ethnicity or gender.
And a fourth reason, quite frankly, becomes eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Shoemaker doesn't think it'll come down to that in the Republican gubernatorial primary. He says Dan Forrest has the clear advantage over Holly Grange when it comes to name recognition. Forrest is a two-term lieutenant governor.
It allows him, because of the office, to go out and build a statewide political network, which he's had 8 years to build.
Forrest is a former architect and a conservative Republican who has won two statewide general elections. Grange is a West Point graduate and U.S. Army veteran and touts her record in the state house, where she sponsored legislation that allows small businesses to band together and provide employees with more affordable group health coverage. But until now, she has only needed to win one contested election in her new Hanover County district. And the Forrest campaign has raised more than $3 million to Grange's $55,000. But even Dan Forrest doesn't have total name recognition.
I think of this Dan, the Republican is Dan, was it?
Attending a Cumberland County Republican Party meeting, Sharman Tober struggled to remember Dan Forrest's last name, but said she'd vote for him to advance a conservative agenda.
More religious values, more pro-life instead of pro-abortion.
Tober's friend and neighbor, Angela Berry, also said she'd likely go with Forrest.
It's because he's Republican, and until you mentioned that, I had never looked at anything else. I didn't know that there was anyone else running.
At a GOP Meet the Candidates event in Wake County, Hannah Chan said she supports Forrest 100%, especially his views on education, which include private school vouchers for families of all income levels.
Even I'm in the top school district in Cary, but I send my daughter in the private school.
Wayne Hicks also attended the Wake County GOP event. He said he hadn't paid much attention to the gubernatorial primary yet, but wanted a good, strong, conservative candidate who, like Forrest, supports cooperation between local law enforcement and federal immigration authorities.
Somebody that's especially not a sanctuary city guy.
Hicks said he would study up on the candidates ahead of primary election day this Tuesday. Dan Forrest's ubiquitous lawn signs have clearly left an impression on Hicks's wife, Carolyn.
Run, Forrest, run.
Carolyn Hicks said she hadn't heard much about Holly Grange and then said she'd keep an open mind. Luckily, the candidate herself had been standing nearby and overheard Hicks's comments.
But I would love to have your vote running for governor.
How long have you been in the House?
I've been in the House since 2016.
Grange might have picked up a couple more votes, but still has a vast funding and name recognition gap to overcome, with virtually no time to do it. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.